Listen to part of a lecture in an art history class.
I'm sure you've all been to a museum where you've seen beautiful white marble statues sculpted by the Greeks and Romans, or at least that you've seen photos of such statues, right? We have come to expect these classical Greek and Roman statues to be monochrome, just one color, white skin, white hair, white eyes, white everything, the natural color of the marble they're carved from. Now, the ideal of plain white sculpture goes back to 15th century Europe, when Renaissance artists rediscovered ancient Greek and Roman culture. They were inspired by sculptures that appeared monochrome, so they created white marble statues. The impact of these Renaissance statues, such as Michelangelo's David, gave rise to new standards for sculpture, standards that emphasized form rather than color. But what if many of those ancient statues were originally polychrome, colored from head to toe? Early in the 19th century, archaeologists found traces of paint on ancient sculptures. And since then, classical art historians have begun to realize that Greek and Roman marble sculptures were originally colored. Even if an ancient marble statue doesn't have any visible traces of paint, that does not mean it was originally monochrome. In many cases, the pigment would have simply deteriorated. Ancient artists used mineral-based paints with organic binding media that would have disintegrated on its own over time.